He's experienced, isn't he? And he's very enthusiastic. And I think it's difficult when you come in halfway through the season, as he did. And he's obviously got time to make his own judgments on players. And he's done that already with the retain list, which we'll announce very shortly. But I think the public have responded to him. I think there's a genuine warmth between himself and the supporters. I know a lot of that's borne out of results, but and maybe next season, you know, if we can get off to a good start, you know, we'll go up the level. We've finished, what is it, I think it's 14th. Okay, slightly down on last year, but given the change of management, I think we're confident. We're very pleased with the way he's controlling things. And I say, he gives us stability and he's got a good knowledge and a lot of contacts within the game, and I think that will bear its fruits when we're going into the transfer market or the market to sign players during the summer, because we're going to need quite a few to build the squad up. Well, yeah, I think he's a safe pair of hands, and he retains for a lot of natural enthusiasm, which I think at a club like Crawley, supporters need to see that. You need a bit of a Pied Piper, don't you?
You know, sort of feel good factor back in there and just lift.
Well,
through.
Yes, I mean, that all comes from results, doesn't it? But I mean, he's a naturally confident person. He gets depressed when we lose, like we all do. But, you know, he goes and kicks the cat, and he's not even got a cat. But, no, I've enjoyed working with him. I've known him before, but, you know, I'm more happy now that we've got some stability going forward. Okay, you know, if we go and lose a dozen games next season, who knows what'll happen? But it won't happen like that, I'm certain. But at least the players know now he's going to be here for another couple of years. Those are the players who are going to stay, the new players that are coming in, and we need stability to, you know, to try and get up the table and possibly, you know, aim for the championship over the next 2 or 3 years. You can't make predictions, but. Yeah, I'm very pleased for him, and I enjoy working with him, and all the staff get on well with him. I think the players respond to his methods, which are completely different to the previous manager's style. They all have different strengths and different weaknesses, but John, you know, I think he came out of the blue because not a lot of people at the time when we appointed him realised he was available and wanted to get back into football, so we're very lucky. And he has a genuine warmth for this club. If you speak to him, I mean, he's not by any means the highest paid player, manager in this division, far from it, but he has a genuine desire to do well and prove yet again that John Gregory is a top class manager, and we're lucky to have him here. So yeah, I'm delighted.